The reporting and the resources behind all the stories you hear on WSHU depend on the sustained energy of people who care, people like you. I'm WSHU News Director Terry Sheridan, and your investments in WSHU Public Radio help us face reporting challenges and meet them effectively, providing important information and ideas. Thank you for listening and for supporting WSHU. We're expanding our world together.
This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Coming up, the results from the local races in our region. Plus, it's not all politics today. Meet the woman whose goal is to bring the arts to your backyard. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Democrats had big wins in yesterday's municipal elections in Connecticut, flipping several open seats previously held by Republicans. WSHU's Evang Udama has the details.
The Democrats' marquee victory was in New Britain, where Democratic State Representative Bobby Sanchez flipped the mayor's office after Aaron Stewart, a 12-year Republican incumbent, stepped away to run for governor. Other races include Westport, where Democrat Kevin Christie won a three-way race for first selectman, and Hamden, where Democrat Adam Sandroff won a four-way race for the open mayor seat. In Ansonia, Democrat Frank Tisca defeated longtime incumbent Republican Mayor David Cassetti, and in Milford, Democrat Richard Smith defeated incumbent Republican Mayor Tony Giannatasio. In Greenwich, incumbent Republican Fred Camillo held on as first selectman. That makes Greenwich the largest town in the state that's still controlled by the GOP. And in Shelton, longtime incumbent Republican Mark Loretti looks to have held on to his seat. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Bruce Blakeman won his bid for a second term as Nassau County Executive. That means the top three elected officials there will stay in Republican hands. WSHU's Desiree Diorio has more.
Nassau County District Attorney Ann Donnelly also gets to keep her seat, and so does Hempstead Town Supervisor John Ferretti. He was appointed interim supervisor in August after former supervisor Don Claven abruptly resigned. Blakeman said last night he's grateful for support from President Donald Trump.
We had faith in President Trump's policies, and the people of Nassau County wanted us to cooperate with ICE. They wanted to get criminals out of our county. They wanted to be the safest county in America.
Blakeman beat his Democratic challenger, Nassau County legislator Seth Coslow, by about 10 percentage points. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
New Haven Mayor Justin Elliger was reelected in a landslide last night. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports Elliger will begin his fourth term in January.
Elliger delivered his victory speech shortly after 9 o'clock. He says his decisive victory is partly because of how he's responded to actions from the Trump administration.
This election is about the work we're doing in New Haven, but it's also about making a national statement. Let's be clear. And we are seeing significant numbers of people coming out to the polls today.
Elliger ran against Republican businessman Steve Orozco. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Bringing the arts to your backyard, that's the mission of the Fairfield Theater Company. A conversation with the woman behind it all is coming up. Local support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare. For the second time, all hospitals received A ratings from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent hospital monitor. This means that patients have access to the safest level of care, no matter which hospital they choose.
Flutist Brandon Patrick George is one of the young, up-and-coming musicians you hear regularly on Sunday Baroque. On his 2020 debut solo recording, he played everything from a solo by a living Finnish composer to solo flute music by Johann Sebastian Bach. You'll hear Brandon Patrick George play Bach from that debut album on Sunday Baroque this week. Sunday morning at 7 on WSHU Public Radio.
And here are some more election results from Long Island. In Suffolk County, Republican incumbent DA Ray Tierney and Democratic incumbent Sheriff Errol Toulon both ran unopposed. When it comes to the town's supervisors, in Babylon, Democrat Rich Schaefer beat Republican Douglas Sutherland. In Huntington, Republican Ed Smith defeated Democrat Cooper Mako. And in Riverhead, the race is just too close to call. At the time of recording this podcast, Democrat Jerome Halpin is leading Republican incumbent Timothy Hubbard by just 21 votes. And here are some more results from around Connecticut. Danbury Mayor Roberto Alves defeated Republican Emil Bazade. Stamford Mayor Caroline Simmons won re-election against Republican Nicola Tarzia. Trumbull First Selectman Vicky Tesoro defeated Republican Mark Block. And Suffolk County voters approved a proposal to double the term of county legislators from 2 to 4 years. That's according to unofficial vote tallies from the County Board of Elections. The change is in reaction to a controversial new state law that moves local elections from odd years to even years so they coincide with national elections. It does not affect the total limit of 12 years. Bringing the arts to your backyard. That's the mission of the Fairfield Theater Company in Connecticut. Artistic director Maureen Hamill is enhancing that goal by introducing more intriguing and thought-provoking performances. That includes a one-woman show by WSHU's very own Randy Kay. Randy spoke with Hamill about her work and her vision.
Full disclosure, we go way back. We have a history together in theater, in and out. Tell me a bit about your history as a theater performer and director.
Well, actually, I started right here at Sacred Heart University, and it was with the cabaret performing group that Claude McNeil started. And he taught me a lot, and also the performers I worked with, about telling stories through music and the lyric the most important. And so through that, I ended up in Lake Placid, New York. My good friend Jean Mish from the Winter Equestrian Festival, the show jumping horse equestrian group, saw me and brought me down to Florida. And we did cabaret reviews for the horse shows. And from there, I was singing in a bar in Norwalk, Connecticut, and these two guys were sitting out there and they said, "What the heck do you do?" Because there's nobody else in the audience. And I was singing like I was singing for 1,000 people. They happened to be the convention planners for Pepsi-Cola. 6 months later, I was in Los Angeles with my company at 20th Century Fox Studios. And from then on, we just kept going, getting jobs with corporations, events. Right. I ended up directing a lot here at Sacred Heart. I did over 30 main stage shows.
I was in a couple of them.
I know. You were great as Adelaide.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was great. And many crazy things.
Yeah. So, you know, you're a great example of making a living in the arts by creating your own business. And so now you are artistic director at the Fairfield Theater Company. So tell me a bit about their mission and what your job is like.
Well, that's very interesting. You actually described it perfectly in your
took it right
intro.
Off the website.
Well, it's excellent. Well, you know, we have a lot of competition now. There's so many people in our area that have live bands. We are noted for that. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to go back to our roots because we actually started as a theater that would bring off-Broadway shows to Fairfield once they closed in New York.
Oh, I remember. Okay.
And it was hard because, you know, it's very difficult to do theater, as you know, and to make a living. So that's why they went to the live bands. And so we've decided to go back to our roots, theater. And they brought me in to create different programming. That's why curated event. I love that one, okay. Curated events.
So what does that mean? What are curated events?
Well, you know, we have master classes. On Saturday mornings, I want to do dance workshops, fight choreography workshops.
For kids or adults?
Both.
Really?
Yes. I have access to some of the finest teachers in the country. Very blessed to have worked with so many. Rick Sordelet, who is one of the leading fight choreographers. I'd like to do master classes with him, but then also do workshops, different children's shows, you know, shows by professionals to perform for kids. I have a show called the Elf Christmas Spectacular that we've done. Silly stuff. Actually started.
But they love it.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But
we started
it, love it.
Yeah, we started at Sacred Heart with Children's Theater here. And I came up with this thing called Midday Matinees. They are Tuesday or Wednesday at 1 o'clock. It depends on the date.
And one a month, right?
One a month.
And what was your idea for this?
I had a mom, and she was 93, and she lived with me. And I thought, what can I do with her? You know, you have to have things for people to go to. Mm-hmm. Like if you can bring your mother to a matinee show, because a lot of people don't like to drive at night. There are a lot of people who are retired. There are a lot of people that are retired very early in life now, too, 60 years old.
Yep.
And they don't want to trug down to New York. So try to bring New York quality professional theater at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So we started in the spring and we did my friend Reyesa Katona Bennett, who played Christine
in Phantom. Yep. Yes, she's incredible.
We did an hour and a half concert. My favorite one was David Friedman. He's a Drama Desk Award winner. And he also musically directed Beauty and the Beast, Pocahontas, the Disney animation. He did a day called The Thought Exchange. He wrote this book and does it at the Canyon.
I've read it. Yep.
Oh, you have? Mm-hmm. He does it at the Canyon Ranch. It's a workshop. So we tried it and we had a big audience. Therapists came. What we're trying to do is give something else for people to do in the afternoon.
Right.
And not just Broadway. I mean, I have coming up you, which
we'll
I want to talk
about that in a second. Okay. That's,
and then after that, Holiday in the Warehouse, where we'll be doing Broadway 1940s music. Next year, I'm starting with a friend of mine. It's called Broadway Lights, Catskill Nights. It's direct from the Forestburg Playhouse in the Catskills. He's going to do his one-man show.
So let's talk a minute about what a solo show is, because I found that a lot of people don't know what it is. The best definition I heard of it is it's a story about life. Like My Big Fat Greek Wedding, that movie that started out as a solo show, one woman talking about her big fat Greek wedding. This was one long story that wove in her Greek background and her parents, and it ended up being seen by Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson and becoming a movie. That's an example of a solo show, one person getting up and telling a story. My solo show is called Cracks and All, Perfectly Imperfect Life. And the big question is, you know, are we worthy of love even if we're not perfect? And things in our life haven't been quite what they're cracked up to be, including ourselves. There are stories that people can relate to and see themselves in. So that's a bit about my show.
Well, my favorite thing is when you told me about your show, I thought, oh, I'd love to have that. And you said, are you sure? I said, yes. Because what I want to do, too, is I want a FTC to be a space where you can try out these one-person shows, a lecture. So you find things that are different, original pieces that are intriguing.
Right in your own backyard or a Metro North train ride away, Fairfield Theater Company. The website is?
FairfieldTheater.org. And, oh, it's our 25th anniversary. We're having our 25th anniversary gala November 8th. And now we hope to go 25 years more and keep growing.
Become a member, go to the website, donate if you can, and most importantly, come to the events. There's something about seeing music in person, seeing theater in person, that brings that human connection, which is at the core of the mission of the Fairfield Theater Company. Thank you so much to my guest and my friend, Maureen Hamill.
Thank you, Randy.
For more information on the events at the Fairfield Theater Company, including Randy's one-woman show, go to our website, wshu.org. For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen to us on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or with our free WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. And for even more from this station, Instagram is the place to be. We're easy to find. We are at WSHU Public Radio. We'll see you there. I'm Sabrina Garone. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.